Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Jake Smith, Director of Data Center Solutions and Technologies at Intel Corporation, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. I'm here with Head of Product Experience, Vinay Balasubramaniam from Midfin Systems. Vinay, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your role at Midfin?
So I head the product experience team at Midfin Systems. In my role, I'm responsible for the end-to-end product experience for our customers through the entire customer journey. Now, that role includes looking at the market, what's going on in the cloud infrastructure market, what to build, what are customers looking for, defining the product roadmap, the user experience, look at product marketing, and, of course, supporting our customers after they purchase the product. Midfin Systems was started in 2014. Our single focus was really transforming the way the cloud infrastructure of tomorrow should be built. So our founders came with a very vast experience in building large-scale distributed systems at Microsoft, Azure, the Bing backend infrastructure, and Amazon EC2 networking. And our product, eFabric, is really a culmination of all the experiences and learnings we have had in running these massive data centers. And how do you package that to make it available for a mid-market and enterprise customers?
So talk a little bit about the benefit that your solution at Midfin Systems delivers to end users.
So Midfin Systems delivers a full-stack private cloud experience with a public cloud-like ease of use, economics, and sort of limitless scalability, right? So we can take any bare metal servers and turn them into an intelligent distributed cloud infrastructure in minutes. Now, IT administrators can still get to use the full control they're used to, the predictable performance and flexibility of an on-prem infrastructure, but it sort of blends the public cloud ease of use, economics as well. What we also do is, if you look at traditional infrastructure, there are silos, right? There's network, compute, and storage silos and different people managing them. So we take a software-defined approach to blend these silos into a software-defined infrastructure for customers. We layer a very consumer-grade user experience, which is, makes it easy to deploy and manage at a fraction of the cost. So when you combine all of that, it makes a very powerful story for customers in terms of experience and ease of use. And the other thing we have done, which is very different from other vendors, is that we have looked at different products which are there in the market. So our eFabric infrastructure can scale up in terms of different Intel-powered hardware. It can scale out, as in you can add hardware. We also have done scale down, which means we can also run on very low power cores like Intel Atom cores for IoT use cases. So we actually support all this spectrum of infrastructure across all of this. But if you put all of this together, what it brings to the customer is agility, cuts out time which you take to run mundane tasks. We automate most of those tasks for you. It gives you a faster way of deployment, your microservices, your tooling and DevOps services much more easier. Overall, it reduces the total cost of ownership by about 50 to 60% for our customers. And we also offer like better TCO, 20 to 30% lower TCO than AWS. So when you look at all of this together, it's a really powerful story, especially with running on Intel-powered hardware.
What Intel products does Midfin take advantage of?
eFabric can become the ubiquitous operating system for enterprise cloud on Intel hardware. The way we have done that is at two levels. One is you have validated our cloud operating system, eFabric, on Intel flagship Xeon processor, which includes E3 and E5 family. Not only that, we have actually gone ahead and also validated on Atom Core processors, which is powering Intel Nook devices for IoT use cases. In addition to that, our storage hypervisor, which is, comes bundled with eFabric, uses the power of Intel SSD for high endurance and performance. All of this makes Midfin's eFabric with Intel-powered hardware a very ubiquitous operating system for running enterprise cloud and even for small and medium businesses at a much lower footprint.
Talk a little bit about where you're trying to take eFabric today, where eFabric is going into the future.
Right now, eFabric has the plug-and-play ease of use with no vendor lock-in to set up and deploy your infrastructure. It also has a SaaS-based control plane, which is hosted by us. So that makes it very easy for you to manage this infrastructure from anywhere, from any device, right? But we all focus a lot on security, right? So the way we have taken an approach to this is what we call a micro-segmented approach to security. which in addition to securing your perimeter, we also provide capabilities to secure your workloads at a much more granular level, completely driven through policies. So we offer what we call a zone-based segmentation, which allows you to partition your infrastructure into logical clusters based on different project initiatives. So your dev test cluster versus your prod cluster, completely isolated. And eFabric takes care of making sure the workload is running only on those servers which are part of that. In addition to that, we also provide a logical network overlay-based isolation through network virtualization. Right, so it allows you to create virtual networks to isolate workloads so packets are not routed to different zones as well, right? And lastly, recently we've added what we call AWS-like security groups. It's really a built-in virtual firewall which allows you to control network traffic level which you can apply on the virtual machines. So those are the enhancements we have done beyond traditional plug-and-play and management platform is to really secure your infrastructure by design. And the second thing we have done is we take a very app-centric view of your infrastructure, which means we have a product called App Hub. Think of App Hub like your iPhone App Store, right? Where iPhone is really your infrastructure and applications are really running from the App Store on which you can download. We take a very similar view of our infrastructure. So App Hub is our iPhone app gallery where all these applications like your big data applications, your web applications, your WordPress, all of these applications can be published and downloaded on and run on your infrastructure, everything driven through a storage policy, a network policy, a compute policy. The second part of your question was, what trends do we see in the coming years? I think the thing I'm very jazzed about is edge computing, right? So eFabric has been designed from ground up to be work in a very disconnected model. It allows you to manage these remote edge locations from a single pane of glass management. I think that is where I believe eFabric is set up very well to address some of these interesting use cases coming up in the next few years.
Let's talk about micro-segmented security for workloads. Not a lot of people believe that micro-segmentation and security should be core to their infrastructure. Why did Midfin choose this approach?
So if you look at off late, there has been a lot of security breaches. Part of the problem is that the way these infrastructure workloads have been secured is really relying on a perimeter-level security. And that allows the intruder to breach the perimeter and freely navigate into the VMs or workloads to steal the data. Now, we believe this model is very ineffective for handling new types of threats, right, which are advanced persistent threats and sort of coordinated attacks. Now, what we have done with Midfin System eFabric is we have extended that security perimeter from the perimeter of the network into the workload itself. So we adopt a very strict microgranular security model, everything driven through policies which you can attach at the time of creation of the workloads or any time afterwards. Now, we do that in three ways. The first thing we do is we provide a zone-based segmentation that allows you to partition your resources and assign them to different tenants and teams based on their unique requirements. So you could have your dev test tenant, which is running your less mission-critical workloads for your internal test environment, completely isolated at the network level from your production zone. So that way, if somebody intrudes and hacks into your dev test zone, they have no access into the production zone. So that's one. We also combine that with a logical network overlay-based isolation through network virtualization. So your virtual network can be deployed and made available to different virtual machines. And the last thing we've done very recently is that we have created AWS-style security groups. It's really a virtual firewall, which allows you to attach these virtual firewall rules to the virtual instances, both at the time of creation or any time. So you can actually create these rules for what protocols and what range to allow and apply them to the virtual instances. So three levels of model, we believe, enhance the security perimeter of your current infrastructure all the way to the workload, making it more secure than what you see today in the infrastructure.
Tell us a little bit more about where folks can find out about Midfin Systems and eFabric as a solution.
The best place to find more information is our website, which is www.midfinsystems, so that's MIDFINsystems.com. We have a pretty active Twitter page, handle is @MidfinSystems. We put a lot of our content, our thought leadership, videos about the product on our Twitter page, a LinkedIn page, and also our blog site, which is linked through our website. But the interesting thing is, end of this month in May, We are launching a software-only version of eFabric. They can download eFabric, plug it into their Intel-powered servers, and they can experience all the capabilities and simplicity what eFabric offers firsthand. It's right there in the website.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Vinay, thank you, and thank you for joining us here today. My name is Jake Smith, and you've been enjoying Chip Check Conversations in the Cloud with Vinay Balasubramaniam. We certainly appreciate you listening in. Have a great morning, great afternoon, or great evening, in whichever part of the world you're in today.